Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. I feel like I haven't seen you guys for like forever, but I was here at the last meeting.
Okay, if you look at the agenda, we're going to start at the bottom and go up tonight. Look and see if there's things we can maybe potentially go to the state calendar. So, Jessica, so you walk in. So, item 7A or whatever that is, A7.
J7.
We start at the bottom. I don't know the numbers. Questions with regards to the attendance? What do you want to add?
No, we had a presentation from Julie Rivera. She's done a lot of work, and we feel comfortable moving forward with it. There's a balance of preventative work that the schools will be doing and the district will be doing, as well as corrective for families and students.
First reading tonight, right? That what I'm saying. So, anybody any questions with regards to that? People of Campbell consider maybe that the consent calendar.
Okay.
Why not?
Or do you want to
pretend?
No.
Okay, that was pretty. So it was pretty
okay. I didn't
want
to take your thunder.
I don't mean to present. Okay, item J6, the action item 1-1 private chrome purchase. Anything you want to point out to that as far as I can see why we're going forward to save some funds?
Yep, increase cost savings now, time savings for my department by now, see you later.
I think we need to know what to say about the financial list. Everybody okay if we're considering that?
Good.
Now let's go to the course. Sounds good. Who are we following? Who's done this that we think we want to do it? Or is this brand new?
So it is new. So one of the things that it's been around in other schools, school districts for a couple of years. But one thing with the revamp of the CTE pathways is that you'll see entrepreneurship in about 15 of those pathways. So this idea of and the course is about, you know, how to become open up a small business.
Yeah.
And so the spirit of entrepreneurship. So whether I'm a cosmetologist cutting hair, automotive, it doesn't necessarily have to fit within the business world. That, you know, if I get an automotive credential, I may, you know, hang my own shingle and own my own business. And so entrepreneurship has all those components. And then the other, so that's where Kathy Lunt from Ben Lomond is going to take that course on. And then she's also going to be looking into a program called YE Youth Apprenticeship. That's being sponsored locally by the Huntsman Foundation. And so they're an organization, and Ken had actually connected me with that organization. We're looking into that, where they have a specialty curriculum related to entrepreneurship and actually bring in some funding, which gives students some seed money to kind of create their own business. So that's kind of our connection. And then we also talked, last time I spoke to the board about the Learning Center at the Tech College. This idea of within the project-based learning having an entrepreneurship component to it.
I think it's very interesting that this is coming up right now. Have conversations with some ninth graders in the class, and that's their thing is, you know, they want to do their own business or take over mom and dad's business, but they don't know how to.
Yes, and so the course is.
They don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So, aren't you? That'd be great. Where are you from originally? Are you from New Jersey?
I'm from New Jersey.
So, thus, get him in there, you bump off mom and dad. Can they take over? That's right, Tim.
Take over the family business?
That's right. Tim's got the real family business.
Standard three, right?
I have a cousin. We don't talk about him.
Do you still have both your kneecaps? So, that's a good thing. Do we want to?
I think it should be.
What I'm talking about. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So Tim, talk about number four.
Okay.
CCE computer purchase that we're in.
And that's our, every year we order computers through CT. We're actually ordering early because Casey turned us on to, we can get our computers at $200 cheaper if we buy them now rather than waiting for 2 months. So a couple months off. So we have about a $10,000 savings if we buy them now and then change them out.
So the one question might somebody say, after elementary. But the other computers you're replacing can go anywhere in the district?
That's correct. Yeah, we usually, there's a kind of an order. We first start with federal programs, anything that's federally funded. And typically, they do stay within the building, but yeah, they could go anywhere, and then we go from there. Okay, if we don't have a federal program that needs them, then that's where we talk with IT and the school principal as to where those computers
are. Can any of those be used to the one-on-one?
Well, the one-on-one emphasis is a portable. We want them to be able to take those home. These are desktop computers. And how we make those determinations is, and that's the work we've been working with Casey, which is we look at a program or a course and we say, do we need to load software? So like in our engineering programs, which are those are for, we run Autodesk, and it runs a lot of memory, a lot of RAM. And so we have to load software, and so therefore we need a desktop computer. Rather than a Chromebook.
Hearing consent calendar.
Yep.
Does this go through an RFP process?
Yes, and so we also use state contracts. And so we use a state contract price, which we work with IT, and they get us those bids that meet that process.
We use state contract pricing.
The RFPs are done by the state.
Questions on item four? Not item 20.
Yes, on Mount Fortress, Jennifer, you had a couple questions. So to give you a little bit of background, our USBE Trustlands department came and spoke to us and said they were very concerned that our goals in our land trust plan, the schools aren't reaching them. And so we agreed and we let them know what we had done this year for our school success plan goals, that we had comprised a team of specialists and we would go through and vet them. And then we reached out to them to make sure that we looked statistically at their data to see if the goal was attainable and challenging, both of that. And so we plan to do that with our land trust as well for next year. And so they gave us permission that we could reach out to the schools. And so I met personally with each of the principals to let them know that they could take a look at their land trust goals to see what they had set and look at their data and was it achievable and challenging, both achievable and challenging. Mount Fort took me up on that. And they're wanting to adjust their goals. And I know initially at first you may think, oh, are they just trying to make it easy because they won't reach those goals? For example, last year their math proficiency on the rise was only 16%. And they set their goal this year for 30%. And right now, as I'm talking to Adam, that's statistically not feasible and doable. That was not a good goal to set. In science, last year their rise proficiency level was 20%, and they set a goal for themselves last spring for this year as 45%. Statistically, that's not doable. When they looked at their Reading Plus data, because now given that that's two different principals, the principal that wrote the goal versus the principal that's leading the school now, when Ross, after our conversation, his leadership team went and drilled down on their Reading Plus, with their present level when they did their performances, there was no way that they were going to reach that 65%. It just wasn't statistically possible. So they wanted to set a 51%. That's still challenging for them. And they still need to work really hard and pull towards that, but they thought that was doable. And the same thing with looking at, he's not sure and no one could give him specifics of how they determined the 90% on track for graduation and what they used for that. But when they looked at their data, that 80% of their ninth graders was much more doable for them and still very challenging, given also that it's a new principal, new systems, that type of, you know, refining of that. So that's why this is done. And there's only been, he is the only school that's taken us up on that. No, one more school, Horace Mann, will be submitting one for next month as well. They analyzed their data, Merity did, and are tweaking it just a little bit as well. They're challenging. And in the future, we won't have this problem because we've put in systems in place in the goal-setting process.
And just a quick side note, for the assessment goals, the adjustments, at the time of making these plans, given the disruptions last year with mm-hmm. testing, they didn't have their data to reference. So there was kind of almost a shot in the dark. They were basing on historical data, but they didn't have their 1890 data available.
Okay. And so that's why he is making that request.
Okay.
And I was really proud of Ross and Merity and their process to lead their teams through that, go through that whole process and address it with their school community councils or leadership team and really try to make a meaningful, challenging, and targeted goal.
So that leads to a question. Can we do something different instead of waiting for Horace Mann for a whole month? Because they're running out of time.
That's up to you. It's in the board book. It's in March. It's in there, but I don't know what procedure
policy
or what.
Can we see it electronically, vote on it, and then ratify it at the meeting?
Tonight?
No.
Okay.
When, as soon as, do you have it yet?
It's in the board book for March.
Okay.
As a.
I'm just concerned that's 2 months.
Yeah, I have it electronically. It's for the March date.
Yeah.
Because they only got it to me 2 days ago, sorry. Because they had to wait till the community council
meeting. What did they
that
change?
Would be my recommendation.
Oh, I can tell you. Hold on, let me just pull that up really quickly.
Yeah.
Not like a consent item either way, right, Kay?
Okay. Hold up. So they're asking goal number one.
Okay.
It was originally 55% of students will score proficient on the end of year RISE assessments in language arts, math, and science. And they're refining it to 55% of the sixth grade students at Horace Mann will make typical or better progress or meet their benchmark in the Acadians according to the measurement tool. They're not going to RISE. They're now focusing on Acadians is what they're wanting to adjust it to.
Do we know what their proficiency was last school year?
On Acadians. So Adam's looking that up. And then their second one was students that are below level in reading according to Acadians will make at least 1.5 years growth in reading, and they want to make it to will have a 5% increase in the number of students in grades 1 through 3 who make typical or better progress to meet their benchmark on Acadians. So so it's their sixth grade and then the one.
Grade.
Oh, 1 through 3, I might.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what theirs is.
Left.
I don't know how you want to proceed.
Yeah. Technically, you can't take action
I don't
on an item
can.
That's not listed on the agenda.
And here is what it is. It's okay because they're doing the work in this area already. It's just a formality to change it. So I would recommend it stays in March. They're already doing the work. They're not waiting for your approval to do the work. They're hoping for your approval. I'm sorry. Because what we've asked our schools all the time is to look at your data and really narrow your focuses. So they're hoping that you'll approve it. They haven't ignored the other children either and the other action steps, but they'd like to change that one. Okay.
Thank you. Item 2, the school calendar revision. Everybody read through that?
Yep.
No questions in regards to that.
walk around the porch and say,
and we're going to just hold off. I do make sure that other things taken care of. I understand Casey's going to do the reference, Zane's going to do the pledge, the students of the month, but only two.
We've only, yeah, we've only got Ben Lomond and George Washington tonight.
And then we have that wonderful award. So. Who's doing that?
Okay, question on presentation.
Yeah.
We haven't discussed that. Who's?
My belief was that you were supposed to, it was going to be part of the superintendent. Speaking of, did you see the email I sent you just a few minutes ago with the letter for the award that she received from Weber State? Had you already seen that?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll essentially read that. That's right, we did actually.
Yeah.
Then we have the items that are already on the same calendar, the first collections of financial reports. Amy, if you didn't want to point out at those, that jumped out for sure. Minutes. Anybody have questions with regards to the minutes for the last few meetings? And then we're changing or just approving the meeting schedule for the board. Anybody have any comments with regards to that? One thing I want to make sure is that we get enough stuff on in November so that December's meeting is a little less tame, a little more.
IRS makes changes to the rules, and so they update the plan so that it complies with regulations.
And it's a template for somewhere.
Yeah, it's a template that this company uses. So I can go through you. I can go through there and tell you exactly what changed, but just keep us in compliance. Right now, well, this particular one, I think we've got about a dozen people participating.
Great, and then we'll have some questions on that. That was in reading the year we get awfully.
Right.
Then we have the superintendent's report, VA's report, anything else going on or stuff like that.
I'll take forward direction. There's just a few bills that we're following for right now. I'll just go over that and see if there are any but important versions back to the bill sponsors or who are joint legislative committee in terms of their position response.
And we've told Jennifer that you can take too much time, she can get you.
Proximity.
I got an update on the middle school program today.
And we'll have committee reports, situation reports, and then Jennifer, and then Doug is not here, so me and Jeremy and I and Zane will do a budget comment. Anybody sign up for public participation? Okay, the last then is Ken. You got a ton.
Move it up.
Can we delegate our report? Like, can I delegate it to Jen?
You know what? If he looks like he's sleeping, he looks like he's on his computer not paying attention. Yeah, what, there was a lot of stuff there. What do you want to do? Or do you have questions?
Yeah, so this is just, we talked about with Wasatch and with Forest Man, we did an overall budget so that you guys could see all of the costs going into it. I think in previous years on bond projects and stuff, you always heard one number that was the hard cost and the community as well, and we never saw all of the other costs associated with that. So we've made conscious effort to try and provide all of that information for you. And so that's what this is on the Ben Lomond project. So for example, the design fee has already been approved with VCBO. Many of these are utilities. The two main things with this are based on the RFPs that we put out. One is for weight room and fitness equipment. And the winning bidder for that was Pro Maxima. And then the other was for the multi-sport simulation system. And the winner for that was Full Swing Golf. They did provide two simulation systems. One is a golf, like a more of a swing, golf swing, like if you're teeing off, those type of hits. And then it also included a multi-sport package, so stuff for football, baseball, soccer, softball, several different sports that provides the ability to give a facility where they can practice year-round. Currently, our new facility, all of our sports have something where they'd be able to practice year-round. Golf is about the only one that didn't, and so this would fit that need. When you talk to the golf coaches, especially the women's golf coach, the biggest challenge is, you know, they're not really able to go out and practice right now, right? And a lot of times, fortunately, we've had a little bit of heat to melt off some of the snow, but another storm comes in again, and they're not going to be able to practice at all during the season, whereas St. George schools and stuff, they're able to practice year-round. And so our programs have kind of struggled because they aren't able to have that competitive advantage that some of the other areas have. Talking to the men's golf coach, he also viewed it as a great recruiting tool to be able to get junior high kids in there that maybe haven't participated, let them try it out and get them going so that they would be more likely to come out and participate as well.
I read through the athletic statistics this morning. What would it be if we ordered two of them instead of one?
So yes, at Ogden, you'd have to have a coach, right? Mm-hmm. And they would need to schedule it when it's not being used by Ben Lomond. And you would have to have a coach there with them. The kids couldn't just go and do it by themselves. And that's kind of how most of the facilities would be, like even the indoor track, right? As long as you have a coach, yeah, they could go over and schedule time to do that. I did, after I received Don's inquiry, I did reach out to the vendor, and yes, they would honor them. So we got some discounted pricing with this simulator. And they said that they would still honor those same discounts that they provided in the pricing for that if we would order a second one. In fact, they said they may be able to waive the cost for the software to make it the multi-sport simulation system, which is just $1,000 saving, but it's still a saving. So he said that he could look into that if that was something that we wanted to go into. I did talk to the AD and the principal. There is space in the bottom floor of the gym building. It used to be the wrestling room, and now they've got some equipment and stuff in there, but it's not utilized a whole lot. So they definitely have space that they could install a system like this, and again, the multi-sport package.
So what are we doing? Because in my mind, I'm saying Wii Sports. And it's a little cheaper than $131,000.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, Kevin, I'm not being flippant. What are we getting? I mean, when it says simulator, what is that?
If you want, I can show you some of the renderings that are in here.
Got them all, bowling and golf.
There was actually something that I can tell you what the multi-sport says. It says soccer, lacrosse, rugby, hockey, cricket, zombie dodgeball, home run derby, field goal challenge, high heat, QB challenge, basketball, bocce, and carnival. I have no idea what the carnival one is. But in terms of what
goes along with the zombie one.
Yes. I have a pretty good idea, but I mean,
I can have it.
I've been to, like, you went to golf, and I see that, but I'm wondering about the whole place of worship. Between, I get the multi-sport simulator at golf, I mean, that's intriguing. I do with that, and I just think, you know, it's really a putting green simulator at 15,000 dollars. It's kind of spent a lot of money, but I'm just wondering what are we getting, so to speak, for the cost. Oh, that's nice. But.
That
Chad, kind of a big
yeah, that is Chad actually. Yeah, he was out there with Jordan Speed. So, I mean, comparing to you're using actual golf balls, your actual golf clubs. So it's not the only part that's simulation is where the ball is landing, the trajectory, and everything else because of all of the cameras and stuff that are placed there. But other than that, you're actually hitting the ball. Into it just like
into the screen,
into the screen, and everything else, or you're kicking the soccer ball into the screen.
I was gonna say for the other
or the field goals or any of the other.
So the other sports, they're same idea. They're kicking into the screen.
Yes. Yes.
And what is the putting green simulator? Or is that just part of that software?
It's own unique range. Adjectives that maybe you're not
familiar with. It's jinxed you. So the putting green, one of the things that it does is you're able to change the contours and everything else to get different reads. It actually puts the lines down on the ground to help the kids understand how to read greens better and how the ball rolls and flows, that type of stuff. And so it's a teaching tool as well as a practicing tool. I don't know if I have a good picture of just the putting green portion.
That's good. Well, questions with regards to these items that Ken's going to go in detail about.
That was the only one that I had questions about. It was just, I'm not familiar enough with it to know if this is something that is beneficial.
I mean, there's obviously there's things you're looking at when it comes to cost and whatnot, but I don't know how much. Do you know who else is doing this in the state?
Park City has a simulation system.
And there's a scheme on it too, right?
Probably.
Is there any, there was only one respondent to the RFP. Was the RFP written broad enough to?
We have very specific specs that we wanted to because we didn't want some cheap equipment in there. But we followed all RFP guidelines like we always do.
Thoughts? Great, well, thank God I'm going to ask Canberra Republic. So you're going to be the one guy who's going to be. Nice try on that moving up, though.
The other thing that I would point out, so we were planning on about 4% of the total project for FF&E, both the weight room fitness equipment and the golf simulation system would be taken out of the FF&E budget that we were planning on. So it's not in addition to the $1.12 million. It would be deducted from that, yeah. And if you chose the putting green simulator as well, then that would also be taken from it. Or at least based on what I submitted to you, unless you have directed me otherwise.
So we had a question. Is it something we need to decide on?
Kind of.
All of them, or just the golf one?
The golf
one.
The one I was most interested in.
Maybe thinking about that, let us know when it comes up to your work down below. I mean, other things I'm looking at. Wing cardio, I mean, we need to move on that.
So with RFPs, they only hold their pricing for a certain amount of time, and then discounts, stuff like that, are no longer valid, and we would have to go out and reissue it again.
Okay. All right, let's run down. I'm sure the clock down there still has us.
So you want to refresh your...